Hello and welcome to Chasing Reality, the podcast with me, Ryan Bissett, aka by some as Ramananda Das. So this podcast, I've been fretting over it for months. It's been in my mind for a couple of years. And the idea is I live a dual life. I was trained as a biologist, a molecular biologist, went to university, undergraduate Imperial College in London, and then spent a year in France at the CNRS in Lyon, checking out little fruit flies, which was fascinating, actually, lovely little things. And then I decided to do a PhD in Leishmania, this little protozoan single-celled parasite, and I studied that up at the University of Glasgow in a lovely interdisciplinary lab. So far, so good. You know, Ryan's a scientist, he's a biologist. I went on to spend 5 years in the biotech industry as a salesperson, so I got to know a lot of the different stem cell labs, and as well as the immunology labs in the UK. So I had a lot of fun, but after some time, there was something in me that just wasn't quite, I was missing something. I felt like I needed to go on an adventure. So with much anxiety, and after maybe a year or more of deliberation, I quit my job, my stable life, bought a camper van, which I called Rumi, after the mystic poet, and off I went into the woods, into the fields. I was volunteering for an organic farming project called WOOF, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. I met many, many, many interesting people, learned about permaculture, picked some wild food, became interested in mushrooms for quite some time and psychedelics, and had some very, transformative experiences, and it led me to think to myself something which I had never considered. You know, after all my years of study, I realized I hadn't really delved into philosophy or a metaphysical realm. I'd assumed everything was very simple. Science could explain everything. I'm not saying it can't, but my experience was that I was experiencing something when I was reading, when I was having these hallucinating experiences. I was even chanting some mantras that I'd been reading from books, these ancient mantras. And I was experiencing a bliss and realness that I'd kind of failed to see when I was rushing along in life. And so this led me to want to delve further. And so this is when I ended up joining and becoming part of a spiritual community on the outskirts of London, in Watford, in a lovely temple that George Harrison from the Beatles donated in the, I think it was the late 60s or early 70s. And I started hearing from a particular text, the Bhagavad Gita, and I'd heard of this before, and I'd done some preliminary studies. But the messages were so profound that I ended up staying. It was providing me with not only a kind of a meditation experience, mantra, sound meditation, that was, I just found it so rejuvenating that I ended up, staying for 5 years. But it was also giving me, I didn't realize at the time, but a huge metaphysical framework upon which I could pin my my life, my idea of reality, and I'm very grateful for that. So that's why in this podcast, after much deliberation, I've decided not to shy away from my Hare Krishna metaphysical roots, but I will take the role as an interviewer. And my aim is to talk to many specialists within different fields of knowledge, from science to arts to religion to philosophy, history. I want to talk to everyone, and I I don't want to force my opinions across. I want to understand what is the knowledge that's out there and how can I reconcile that with my own belief system, which Hare Krishna or Bhagavad Vedanta, some people will call it. So I don't want this to be all about me. Well, I do actually, I really do. But maybe instead I will set up a YouTube channel or some Facebook outlet where I can just talk about my life. But I just wanted to give a little introduction to this podcast. It's really for me. It's really going to be about me coming to grips with my dual identity as a person in this world, as someone, as we all have a certain persona, someone we think we are in this world. We go through life thinking this is me. And something which I feel philosophically and also experientially on a much deeper level that I truly am, which is a conscious entity, which is indestructible and atemporal. And I'd like to be able to take ideas from different places in a non-combative way, because typically when we think of spirituality or religion and science, there's this kind of, okay, fisticuffs. But I'm not like that. I like different perspectives and I like peace. So I don't know what I can bring here, but I'm going to try my best to really get to understand where different people are coming from, because some of them, or many of them who I will talk to hopefully, have invested years and years and years of their lives in certain fields of discourse. And I want to be able to appreciate that. It's valuable knowledge. My aim though is to be able to incorporate that into my worldview, because I feel like the philosophical groundwork underpinnings of this tradition that I am adhering to are so vast that actually they can accommodate. And I'm just interested to see whether that's true. And of course I'm biased, as is everyone. I'm not a denatured robot who's completely objective. But I am also open to hearing, and I want to be reasonable. And my promise is that I'll try my best to represent people as fairly as possible, and then I will give my perspective as to how I think the data they've provided fits into my understanding of reality. And I hope that you will get something from this podcast, and probably more importantly, I hope that I will, because I'm on this journey and it's been fascinating, but now it's split into two. And it's time that I reconcile my dual identity as a physical entity and as a conscious eternal being. So let's see how that goes. Hare Krishna.